Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Hi, this is Jean Bruce Scott.
And Randy Reinholz.
And when we're not busily producing some of the most outstanding Native American theater in Los Angeles,
we always like to check out the best of British audio adventures with Alex Lefchuk and his team of the Midweek Drive.
And Midweek Drive morning editions on Siren FM.
And Southside Broadcasting. .podbean.com.
Splendid. Okay, and obviously one of the main people we like to obviously check out, and our transatlantic colleagues always like to listen to because of his fascinating insights into the world of nutrition, lifestyle, and in association obviously with multifits.co.uk and PharmaNord, is the legend that is Dennis Gore. Dennis the Chemist, how are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, thank you.
Brilliant. Wonderful to have you back as ever. And the mini-lecture today can probably be entitled A Reply to the Secretary of State for Health, How Actually Fat Is Not the New Normal. Over to you.
Yes, this last week and even in today's papers, in the Daily Mail today, Friday, March the 28th, on page 3, Sophie Borland is the health reporter, has her headline, Fat is the New Normal. Subheading, Top Doctors Warn of Health Time Bomb Over Generation Who Think Obesity is Acceptable. And she goes on to write, Millions of Britons do not realize they are overweight because it is now seen as a normal size. The chief medical officer has warned. Dame Sally Davis said, size inflation in clothes shops means that many people are unaware they are wearing bigger sizes because they carry the same label. And larger mannequins in shop displays have also been made bigger, and it seems more acceptable. She also warned that excess drinking, meaning alcohol, has been normalised, partly by glamorous characters in films and soap operas who consume vast amounts without suffering, apparently, any ill effects. And she said that alcohol, coupled with obesity, is leading to soaring rates of liver disease. I think I read yesterday that compared to 10 years ago, the liver disease rates are up 40%. It's now the third highest cause of early death in Britain, behind heart problems and cancer. That's liver disease from drinking far too much alcohol. So that was in the Mail and in the Daily Express today, Friday, March 28th. We have the headline on page 4 by Joe Wiley, the health editor. The Mediterranean diet can cut the risk of diabetes. Sticking to a Mediterranean diet can lower the risk of developing diabetes by a fifth, according to new research. They found that a diet rich in fresh fruit and vegetables, beans, nuts, fish, olive oil, and it does say an occasional glass of red wine can have a dramatic impact in protecting against the condition. I must say, obviously they're saying, these experts, the occasional glass of red wine. And, you know, wine glasses used to be 125 mils, then they seem to become 175 mils. Now, people go into restaurants and they ask for a glass of red wine or white wine. And they're often, because it will be charged at a higher price, they're often given 250 mils of alcohol. So it's gone from 125 to 175 to 250. So just like fat is the new normal, the 250 mil glass of red wine has in many places become the normal on the unsuspecting drinker, not realizing that over the last few years, the amount of alcohol in a glass of wine has doubled. Pharma Nord, the company that we're speaking about this morning, this Danish company, which came to England 25 years ago. I was at the celebrations with Mr. Bent Henriksen and his family and his staff and many of the world authorities on products that Pharma Nord actually make products concerning, products like bioquinone Q10, biopignogenol, bioselenium, biomagnesium, biochromium, B-slender, B-daddy. They have about 48 products, all made in Denmark, the only country in Europe where you have to make pharmaceutical standards, that's the health food products, have to be made by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. Their product, bioquinone Q10 Gold, is the gold standard in the world of being made of Q10. Q10 is a substance made in every cell in your body. It's used in every cell in your body. Your liver makes more Q10 than anywhere else in the body. And Q10 gives you energy. And as you pass 21, your liver makes less. And as you get to 40, your levels have dropped right back to a 2-year-old. And Q10 is involved in giving you energy, because you breathe about 18 times a minute, and you eat food about 3 times a day. And the food that you eat in your mouth and the oxygen that you breathe up through your nose, it joined together by the Q10 to make the molecule ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. That's what the ATP stands for, adenosine triple phosphate. I weigh 12 stone. I make 6 stone a day, 6 stone a day of this molecule, ATP. And ATP, when it breaks, we've just said ATP stands for adenosine triple phosphate. When you break a triple phosphate, a phosphate breaks off the molecule, and so it becomes adenosine double phosphate. In breaking away the phosphate, the triple becoming the double, there's an explosion of what we call energy. And you need energy for everything you do. If you cough, sneeze, blink, your heart beats, your lungs are working, you scratch your bottom, you pick your nose, you speak, whatever you're doing, you are using the food that you eat, that's why you eat food, and you breathe in oxygen, that's why you breathe in oxygen, you join them together, the food and the oxygen, to make the molecule ATP, adenosine triple phosphate. But to join them together, you need this substance, Q10. The number 10 tells you there are 10 carbon atoms in the molecule. If you have a pet rat, or you haven't got a pet rat, rats make a molecule with 9 carbons called Q9. If you've got any flies yet, as this summer is about to start, and we're told it's going to be a very hot summer after a very wet winter, if the Q10 by flies, they use Q8 with 8 carbon atoms in the molecule. What about moldy bread? You go to the bread bin, you take it out. Oh, it's 3 days past the cell day bite, and you didn't realize that it's now out of date, and it's gone a greeny yellow mold. That mold, called mucormucedo, the Latin name of the mold that grows on bread, that uses Q7 with 7 carbons in the molecule of the Q. Even flowers and trees to get their energy to grow. We're all busy planting plants now, all those gardeners. They're looking forward to going to the garden centres, coming home with all different beautiful, tiny little plants that are going to become beautiful plants. But they will get their energy to grow from plasma quinone. So you can see, listeners, you do depend on this Q10 for humans to give you your energy, to join the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe into that molecule ATP. And as you get older and older, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 and beyond, you are making less and less Q10. And by the time you're 40, your production has gone back to a two-year-old, which was quite low when you were two, but you were under 2 feet tall, so you were quite small. You try and catch a two-year-old, they've got plenty of energy from eating and breathing, because the small amount of Q10 they make is enough to give them enough energy for little people. But as you grow and become adult, 5 feet one, 5 feet two, 5 feet six, 5 feet nine, 5 feet 11, 6 feet, 6 feet six, all different heights, we all need more Q10 to join the food we eat and the oxygen we breathe into this ATP molecule called, which gives us our energy. So by taking bioquinone Q10, that's this molecule, this capsule made by Pharma Nord, you can get your energy back. I'm 7 years off 80. I'm 73. I've just had my belly button removed, because delivering oxygen from my pharmacy here in Manchester, where I've been for 50 years, 50 years in the same shop. 1 minute I was 53, and the next minute I'm, when I came here, I was 23, and now I'm 73. So I've been here 50 years. And I found out about Q10 when I was 53, 20 years ago. And I've been taking it ever since, bioquinone Q10 Gold, the 100 milligram. You can take one a day, two a day, three a day. There's no side effects, because it's the elixir of life. It gives you your energy. My late mother, she did all the bookwork for my busy pharmacy here in Manchester. She did it right up to her death at 92. She did the VAT, the deduction cards, tax code A&B, statutory sickness benefits, holiday entitlements. And she even spotted one of the big banks when she was 90, charging us £17 for each cheque instead of 17p. She'd phone me at work to say, "Dennis, your bank charges are astronomical." And I cockily said, "Well, we've been going busier, Mum, over the years." She said, "You can't be this busy from what they're charging you." I'll find the fault. They came down from head office with flowers and chocolates. "Oh, Mrs. Gore, you're so on the ball to spot that error." They came down with flowers and chocolates. They didn't want it going in the newspaper. And obviously, we got a refund for all the £17 we'd been overcharged instead of being charged 17p. So my mum died at 92. My uncle, he's now, this year, all being well, 98. Absolutely compos mentis. In his flat, where he lives, a ground floor flat, there are four of them, he had put outside his door a little gadget where you put a code in which enables you to get the key to get to the front entrance of this small block of flats. When I used it a few months ago for the first time, when it had it installed, I put the code in, got the key out, tried to get the piece of metal back into place, couldn't get it to fit. So I went in to my uncle. "Uncle David," I said, I'm 73, he's 98 this year. I'm sorry, I seem to have messed up the little gadget on the wall outside. I put the code in, got the key out. I can't get the piece of metal back in to sort of seal it. He said to me, oh, you silly fella, don't you understand? You have to reset the code to open that part, and then you can put it back. He's absolutely compos mentis. Q10 is the elixir of life. We give it to people with angina, high blood pressure, chronic fatigue. It's just amazing how your energy comes back. A lot of people take the wonder drugs, the statin drugs. Atorvastatin, simvastatin, prevastatin, lovastatin. There's been articles in the paper suggesting that statins are dangerous or with side effects. This is basically wrong, because what the people aren't telling you is that when you take a statin drug to block the production of cholesterol in your liver, I just told you a few minutes ago, your liver is where you make your Q10. It's the same pathway, listeners. The same pathway that makes Q10 makes cholesterol. It's called the mevalonate pathway. When you take statin drugs, atorvastatin, simvastatin, prevastatin, rosuvastatin, lovastatin, there's about 8 of them. They're wonder drugs. 8 million people take them in England. 34 million take them in America. And by taking them, they block this mevalonate pathway, and they greatly reduce the production of the cholesterol, especially people with very high levels, which would lead from the high production of cholesterol to furring up of the arteries. So by blocking the production of too much cholesterol, you can greatly address the problem of not furring up your arteries as you get older and older. Of course, we still tell you to eat sensibly, just like it says here. The Mediterranean diet can cut the risk of diabetes. Sticking to a Mediterranean diet, Joe Weiler, of the health editor of the Express, goes on to say, can lower the risk of developing diabetes by a fifth. Scientists have found that a diet rich in fresh fruit, vegetables, beans, nuts, fish, olive oil, and an occasional glass of red wine can have a dramatic impact on protecting against the condition. Just going off at a tangent, that glass of red wine, if you take the Pharmanord product, Biopycnogenol, P-Y-C-N-O-G-E-N-O-L, Biopycnogenol, is made from the bark of a pine tree in the south, in France, in Bordeaux. Pharmanord flew me there 14 years ago with the editor of the Daily Mail, the health, one of the main health editors of the Daily Mail, and Janet Hope, and also one of the editors of one of the other popular morning papers. And we were there 4 days looking at the production from the bark of this pine tree, which was planted, actually, the forest, by Napoleon all those years ago. And they used the wood of the pine tree to make furniture, but they turned the bark into a tablet. The tablet, the reason why I brought it up now, talking about the occasional glass of wine is good. You don't have to drink the occasional glass of wine to get the flavonoids. It's the flavonoids which are in the glass of wine which seem to give the health benefit that they're suggesting the odd occasional small glass of wine will benefit the body. Because the Biopycnogenol, the Pharmanord product, made this harmless tablet made from this pine tree. Three men got the Nobel Prize in 1998 because they found a substance called nitric oxide. It's the substance, it's not a waste product, it's made in our body. But nitric oxide helps to keep open your arteries to avoid heart attacks and strokes and memory loss and varicose vein problems and erectile dysfunctions and diabetic retinopathy problems from sugar damaging the capillaries of the eyes. All these different problems can all be helped by taking biopignogenol, because it gives you this nitric oxide. And it also gives you flavonoids. So biopignogenol has so many uses for our aging bodies to compensate for the problems of aging. I've been taking it myself for 20 years because I had a car crash where somebody hit me head on, broke my shoulder, crushed my chest, got glass in my eye, broke my left wrist, destroyed the cartilage in my right ankle, and trapped my legs over the last 20 years. That happened when I was 53. I'd been taking the Pignogenol Q10 all these years because I knew the benefits, and the Pignogenol helped me having skin grafts, and it enabled me to maintain my circulation in my legs. We sell it to people, as I said, with diabetes, because it helps to maintain healthy capillaries in their eyes, because sugar damages everywhere. Sugar is now the new nicotine. When you keep buying products, listeners, which says very low in fat, only 3% fat, and you think, wow, there's no fat, it tastes delicious, it's very sweet, it's full of sugar. The manufacturers have to do something to keep you buying it, so they put more sugar in to compensate for removing the fat. We've got to get off these cakes and chocolates and sweets and biscuits and jam and marmalade. It's all sugar and starches, too much starch, too much white flour, too much white bread, white pizza, white pasta. All this starch breaks down to sugar. And it's got, if it's got what we call a high glycemic index, it will release too much sugar. Things with low glycemic index, what's it going on about, glycemic index? The glycemic index is a list of all the foods telling you to what degree it will break down to sugar. So potatoes can end up about 90% of sugar. And white flour, white bread, white pizza, white pasta ends up about 77% sugar. And your white rice breaks down to 60% sugar. Now, once you get under 50, you're starting to get an improvement with regard to having less sugar. So sweet potatoes, they're about 48 on this scale. Tomatoes, they're only 20. And mushrooms, they're 15. And plants which grow above the ground, we're getting back to the Mediterranean diet now, things like cabbage, cauliflower, celery, tomatoes, carrots actually that grow underground are very healthy. That was in the paper yesterday, but I knew it already for several years. There are things in carrots which help you to stop getting cancer. And if you cook the carrots, you get even more of the ingredient that helps to stop you getting cancer. So although carrots is an underground storage organ, like weeds and turnips and parsnips and potatoes, all these underground storage organs are full of starch. And the starch breaks down to sugar because that's the food for the aerial plant. When the plant grows straight up, then it's got to get its food in these underground storage organs from the starch, which becomes sugar. But there's hardly any sugar in cabbage and cauliflower and celery, tomatoes, and all the other vegetables you can think of. And any Asian people listening, or Jamaican people, or African people, in specialized shops catering for people who may not be English, but they're now living in England, and they have brought, and shops are set up to give them all their wonderful food that they used to have when they were back in Pakistan or Jamaica, then if they choose plants from their indigenous lands, which grow above the ground, that will greatly help them to avoid getting diabetes, because Asian people in particular are genetically particularly prone to getting diabetes. In fact, amongst the Asian community, one in six under 50 gets diabetes statistically. And amazingly, or horribly, one in three over 60 is heading for diabetes. So Asian people should not allow themselves to become plump, to become overweight, to become obese, because it greatly increases the chance of getting diabetes. And you see, the sugar, this sugar that we've been talking about the last few minutes, it combines with different parts of the body. If it combines with the eyes, you get diabetic retinopathy. If it combines with the heart protein, then one in four diabetics tend to get heart problems. If it combines with your kidneys, then 20% get kidney problems that can lead to kidney failure. And unfortunately, if sugar, and it's not just diabetics, it's everybody who's fat and becoming more than fat, which is over, more than overweight, is obese, then you've had too much sugar, and the sugar is combining with the nerves of the legs. And if the nerves of the legs can't work the blood supply to the legs, the arteries, then the arteries won't do the job of supplying the legs and the feet and the toes with a blood supply. And it can lead to gangrene, an amputation of toes or feet or legs. In fact, there's more amputations in diabetic disease than any other disease.
And on that note, Dennis, we'll actually leave that on another cliffhanger ending, because we have got Minty Steed lined up and ready to actually go with some country music and, well, country music, country thoughts.
Minty
and
Steed!
Yes,
give her my love!
I will
I'm
indeed.
I'm not voting to her for a while.
Well, there we are. You see, you're sharing the airwaves. You can even share the podcast, because, of course, as is ever the case, you can always download this podcast and listen to it
indeed.
All over again. Dennis, it's been splendid as ever, touching base with a good self, going everything from the Red Top newspapers, views, on health, right the way through to the importance of pycnogenol and selenium, and of course, well, it would be
and don't forget, be slender. You'll lose 79 pounds and not 79 pounds of fat in a month on average if you take Pharmanord Be Slender. It stops the absorption of fat, even if you're eating the fat.
So
that's an interesting product.
I take it then you've had a reasonably interesting mini lecture?
Well, I've skated around so many facets of the Pharmanord products. They really are amazing. And of course, it's the only country where in Europe they make them to pharmaceutical standards.
And you'll be back with us again next week?
All being well. Oh, you're there again. I've missed you, fans.
They were there all the time. They were just sort of hiding in the background.
With a high-spec accommodation, all with ensuite facilities and high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides the perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential nursing and dementia service users, offering both short and long stay accommodation, as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 30 81 88 or email us at roseville@prestigegroup.uk.com.
Roseville Care Centre. Care to call us home.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential elderly and residential EMI service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 223334. That's 01642 223334. Parkville Care Centre. care to call us home.
Strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium,
225
grams of
magnesium, 1 tablespoon.
Remember, any more than 1 tablespoon could kill you. Any less than 1 tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
the recipe?
That's the recipe. Oh,
if
damn.
You would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
pharmanord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
You're listening to a Southside Broadcasting podcast. Southside Broadcasting is a media company which aims to provide a wide range of features from the rural, health and lifestyle worlds. You can regularly listen to entertaining podcasts with interviews and correspondents from Los Angeles, Nashville, New York and London. You can take part in our Book of the Month features, grab some great nutritional advice, enjoy broadcasts from the Great Yorkshire Show, the Lincolnshire Show, and enjoy local football reviews with our regular feature, Fly Me to the Moon. You can even hear a BAFTA award-winning director drive a train full of teddy bears. You can listen to these and many more podcasts at southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com. For further information on how you can join over 35,000 people who regularly download our podcasts, call us on 01642 854 742 or email info@southsidebroadcasting.com now.
And whether you're listening to us via the cable service at the James Cook University Hospital or indeed via the podcast system, as mentioned on southsidebroadcasting.podbean.com, a very happy hello to you. Okay, we've just heard Dennis Gore wish the very best telephonically to our next co-presenter, who's going to take us through B&Q with respect to thumbs up for that particular company, Sable Rabbits, the joys of the Duncan Park setup, hens laying eggs, horse being tethered, horses being tethered, and so on and so forth. We can only be referring to Minty Steed. How are you, Minty?
Okay, thank you, Alex.
Good. Well, there we are. Well, as you know, Dennis sends his best, so I'm sure you reciprocate.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Good old Dennis. He always is a good survivor, isn't he? So you can be rest assured his knowledge is sound because he survives everything.
Well, there we are. Okay, so on from there to, you want to give a little bouquet as opposed to a brickbat to the company B&Q. Why is that?
Absolutely, yes, and you know me, I don't do bouquets on a like we said basis, yes. We have need of a generator, and we go for one, we found one, they were very helpful. We took it back, we set it up, off we went with it, and then said generator unfortunately failed after just a few days. And we totally stuck, you see, you know, because we needed a generator for power. And due to a power fault in the main lines, you see, due to the national grid, etc. And so we were stuck. I rang, and because as now I don't mind saying, you know, being paraplegic and everything, I explained we were stuck without it, and could they do something? And they said, well, the person who normally arranges all the deliveries and things is away on holiday, but she should see what she could do. And within less than 20 minutes, another department rang up and said the generator was on its way. And you couldn't expect anything quicker than that. I mean, with no prior notice, within 20 minutes, without the main person there to organise deliveries and things, that generator was on the road over to us. And within a very short space of time, we were up and running again. And I think that is very proficient.
One of the aspects that comes across in our regular podcast promotional thing is you can listen to a director driving a train full of teddy bears, which of course takes place up at Scarborough. And it seems that you obviously returned after a gap of nearly 2 years, of course, since we were last actually there, to Indigo Park, and really chance to give the dogs a last walk on the beach before effectively the dogs are banned during the summer.
Correct, you know, they do, because not everyone is just a dog friendly, even if the dogs are people friendly. So quite naturally they have to sort of follow some rules and strictures on it. So yes, they absolutely love it. And I love what the late Ian, Jackie's late partner, used to describe the seagulls as dicky birds, to Tarka, especially into Toppy, that they were dicky birds. And so as soon as we were in the ozone area, they knew where they were, they were too excited. And the moment they heard and saw the first of the seagulls, they were off. They thought, absolutely ecstatic. And Snap, who's 24, she had a nice little toddle along the beach. It was a typical day for almost into spring, but about 48 hours away, fishing from changing the clocks around, aren't we? It was a typical day, it was like November, but they absolutely loved it. Snap was well wrapped up because of her age, and they thoroughly enjoyed their last of what you could call these sort of hours, any hours of the day, walk on the beach, yeah. And they rushed up to the sea, then rushed back very quickly again, knowing how cold it was, and they thought it was like seventh heaven. And we called round at Blue Crush to see how everyone is, which says hello to you. We went up to Indigo Alley, and everyone Indigo Alley had a big cheer for Alex and for Southside and Siren and everything, and looking forward to some kind of challenge or otherwise we could do this year, and hopefully the weather will be better. And went down over to Newcastle Packet, of course, and Cass being the heroine of the area when they had a sort of mini tidal wave that shot all up into the seafront and across, you know, all the amusement areas and that along that part of the beach. And up for an award from the Scarborough Evening News, as was now the Scarborough News, because it's out now once a week. And everyone all round that we've either interviewed, seen, taken part in, participated with, have all said a big hello to Alex.
Well, that's very heartwarming to know, Mindy, and I'm sure all being well, we might be able to do some local location reports in the very near future. Meanwhile, moving on from that, clearly when we do our location reports, we tend to use the more mechanical mechanism of horsepower. There's a different kind of horse that needs tethering, so you want to talk about horse tethering and then hens laying eggs, of course.
That's correct. Now, there's become a bit of an issue, shall we put it, over tethering of horses, which is a traditional thing. Now, if you do tether your horse correctly, all is fine. And people have done it for centuries, and they're correctly done. They take no harm whatsoever. And there's been decided in New York City Council that they will swoop on tethered or loose horses and round them up and put them in the modern equivalent to what used to be known as a pinfold, you know, an area you put in and you have to pay your money, have to be pin money to get your animal back out of the fold. Look it up if you don't quite understand me, the word pinfold. So off they went, took a quantity of these horses, including some that weren't actually tethered. I think people should try to remember two things, that it is perfectly legal, acceptable and correct tethering, but don't tether it on someone else's land, or you may find you're involved in a swoop of horses being taken, and then you've got to go and find your horse and pay for it to get it back. So please, please, be careful and make sure your tether isn't long enough for the horse or pony to actually reach onto the road. Or should I say, if one end of the horse is still on the grass, you don't want its hind end to be out on the road. As long as you keep it so no part of it can get onto a highway or a byway, then it is, make sure it has adequate water. Tethering is perfectly legal, but please don't put it somewhere where you might find you've got to go find your horse.
bit like car parking clamps then, presumably.
Yes, it is. It's the modern day equivalent on the genuine first horsepower equivalent to getting your car clamped, yes.
Which could probably stress hens whether or not they're laying eggs or whatever, but I gather all's going well as far as hen laying is concerned, or the laying of eggs, shall we say.
Yes, all the hens, all the poultry are looking very well indeed. And 4 or 5 days ago, we started finding eggs in multiple amounts. And we have speckled eggs as well, blue eggs with speckles on, and the more traditional green eggs with speckles on. And they're not green because they've gone off, which is the type of hen that lays them. And we're going to go have a new venture this year, we've added on to it. We're going to have a go at the classes when you can put 4 eggs on the plate and you put it out there in the produce tent and you go back at tea time and see whether you've won a prize or not. And we're going to do it with the speckled eggs this year. So we've got a new venture, Alex, on that one. And we don't have to run that particular entry up and down the show ring, do we? You can just stay quietly on the plate and we find out at tea time whether we won a prize or not.
Well, in fact, if we did actually run the hens up and down the show ring, they'd probably sort of panic and it wouldn't be any good at all to anybody. But yes, I see where we're going there. All right.
If we actually obtained one of the hen obstacle courses, you know, the World of Spike near Lincoln, and the people who have these special amusement obstacle courses for pet hens, you know, so they could amuse themselves with little trap things to go in and out of them, areas where they could get treats, etc. If we had one of those and we really concentrated as much as we do on terrier racing, if we concentrated on hen training, we could actually put on a radio display of hen agility, couldn't we?
Well, I think if we add that to Henny Penny and Penny Roberts, of course, and her bespoke hen houses, there could be all sorts of wonderful things there.
We could.
Let's move from hens to sable rabbits, and you want to talk about the Sable Rabbit Society.
That's correct. We decided we'd try to find out, having been immensely taken with sable rabbits, at the Stokesley Show, the last one of the year, for last year, and thought they're absolutely super. And Jackie's father, who's not too well at the moment, but he used to be a great man for showing Dutch rabbits and also some sables, and has had some memory loss, etc. of late. The thought he would remember about rabbits, and yes, he does. He could immediately talk about rabbits, and so the search was on for some sables, and the chap not far from Middlesbrough, and he'd love to come in sometime and explain all about sable rabbits, he said he had a litter, and a pair of them have been selected, and we will be showing in the junior classes, you know, junior for the age of the rabbits, sable classes this year as well as trying to venture showing the eggs and seeing how we do, and they will be ready for collection probably within about the next 10 days, so it's onward and upward, and we're going to take them over on a regular basis to for Jackie's father to see, and perhaps that may bring even more memory back to him.
Excellent. Well, good news from that point of view. So I think that kind of wraps up the whole sort of sequence in terms of Sable Rabbits, Indigo Alley, Cass, of course, at the Packet Inn, the hens, and, of course, Sable Rabbit scenario. I take it you've had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us as ever, Menti?
Absolutely. And if anyone's Duncan Parkway over the Easter period, there's a 5-day agility dog event run by the South Durham Agility, and I think it would be well worth a look as well if you're going to look around Duncan Park or Duncan, you know, the place or anything, or the Birds of Prey area if you have, do come a little further up the park and see the agility dogs and see, you know, a marvellous view from up at the top of the whole of the park.
Excellent. So I take it then you'll be back with us probably for next Friday and maybe even a stint on the Thursday show as well for our Street Drive Morning Edition.
Most certainly, and the full report then of the Fell and Mullard Working Terrier Club, because of course we are radio and all, we are members of said club.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential and nursing care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough, providing personalised care in a modern and homely environment. Parkville aims to help older people to continue to live independent and active lives within the wider community whilst benefiting from the care and support of an experienced and dedicated team of nursing and care staff. At Parkville, we provide facilities to accommodate residential, nursing and dementia service users. To find out more, please telephone 01642 22 33 34. That's 01642 22 33 34. Parkville Care Centre. Care to call us home.